Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Welcome. Cheers.
I'm Linny.
And I'm Chantal.
And hello over there, Gary.
Hello, hello. How are you guys? You guys
Good.
aren't clinking the cups.
I know. Well, it's like, see, it's like so far away that, and
Yeah.
also they don't have the same clink sound.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about our new coffee and cleavage cups?
Our little test runs.
Well, yeah, a little test run logo. They're black.
I think they're a good start. You guys got your logo on something, so it's
Yeah.
cool.
So it's,
Yeah. Hell
yes.
yeah.
Mugs, I think, should be
Finally.
next.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I gotta
although,
have the clink. Clink.
yeah, we do have to have the clink. But personally, like, if I'm gonna have a coffee cup, I do kind of prefer this,
Yes, because you
you
can do
know?
iced or hot.
Yeah, and you can have your straw, which, by
Yes.
the way, where the fuck are our straws?
I know. That's why I really haven't
Would
been
that be a
drinking
bad look?
mine.
Would that be a bad look? Little plastic straws for this.
I don't think
No.
so.
It's your guys' own
No.
look. I mean, the
Yeah.
question is, what kind of coffee are you guys drinking today?
Nice and black to match our souls and our cups. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, today we're gonna dive into, well, some more sex. Seven keys to fucking amazing sex.
Because everyone likes to hear about sex.
Sex, baby. Like, how much would it cost for us to use that fucking song?
In our intro?
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, I
Talk
know,
about
huh?
sex,
So
baby.
old.
I know, but name a better song that says sex.
I'll find one.
Okay, I'll be waiting for that. Oh, fuck. No, so if I'm real, I think that a lot of these tips are for having amazing sex in a relationship, not necessarily with the fucking person you just met, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they can work on a person that's new too, but certainly not
Well,
like a same day sex session.
can you guys give us tips for both though?
Oh, you want
I'd like
same
to
day sex
personally
tips?
know for both. 'Cause I mean, I don't have a girlfriend that I'm like serious with, so
I see your point, Gary.
yeah, it is a good point. Okay, well, we'll start with a relationship once and we'll work
Okay.
in some magic for our single single
I've
friend
had to
Gary over
have
there.
amazing sex.
Yeah.
Is this the one where we talk about the nightstand thing?
The what?
The nightstand tips? Or is
Oh no,
that
that's totally
okay?
separate.
We'll get there then. Yeah,
She's working ahead in her mind over there.
I am.
So one of the first things, which I think is so crucial that it's really easy in a relationship to lose sight of, is seeing the person that you're with as like their own individual person. Like, and seeing them out in the world and not just at your house. Have you ever dated somewhere where like the only person you really, the only place you ever really saw them was fucking at home?
Yeah.
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 It's very mundane, right? Like, you start to like, you only see them at home. You don't see them like out anywhere else. Like, you don't, like, the only time you see them is when they're walking in the
That's
door.
called a booty call.
No, sometimes that happens in relationships and marriages. Like, you only see them at night when you get home from work, and you never see them like out doing activities or out, like, you never get to see them in their workplace or, you know, it's, you get like a very like narrow perspective of them. And it's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of damaging to your like view of them as like their own person versus like somebody who like, you know, still like goes and hangs out with their friends or does hobbies or,
Yeah.
you know, and you get to like see them and you like meet somewhere and you're like, oh wow. They walk by and you're like, wow, they look so fucking hot. Like, and they're
Yeah.
out of their element. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like, it's kind of exciting. You're like, oh wow, like I'm with them. Like, look how fucking hot they look.
I do think it is important that, you know, every like you have your own things. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, they're out like doing their hobby and
Like
yeah.
together or separate?
Well, I mean, separate, like, say, you know, I don't know, he is doing something, he's fucking a race car driver or something, you know, and he's like out doing his thing, and you go and you see him and he's doing that. And it's like, it's hot to see when people are like passionate or interested in other things, and you get to see them like in action doing something that they enjoy.
So you're saying you want a guy that has hobbies?
I mean,
I
just.
think so many guys. All right, because you know the whole thing behind golf where girls always like get pissed at guys for going golfing. So you want a guy, it's like, go play
I
golf.
think golfers are hot.
Okay, I think that you and going do it, like somebody going and doing anything is hot.
Yeah.
Because to me, it shows that you're your interests, you have interests, you have hobbies,
yeah,
you have goals, whatever those are, even if that goal is just to fucking go have fun. You know, it's like you have your own thing and then you come back and then you spend time together later. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's fucking hot. Yeah, please go play fucking golf.
Yeah. Go out with your buddies.
So many guys are like loving golf. You guys right now. You've never seen the videos where it's the guys on the carts and they're like, oh, fuck, wife's calling. And they have to put their hard hats on and stuff because it's like, how long are you going to be? Like these wives that are bitching at guys for golfing. Because, you know, golfing is like a way to get away from your wife or whatever, like supposedly. So it's like you guys are like, go play golf.
How is it not just a way to go have fun? Why is it specifically to get away from their wives? That's funny. I actually have not seen any of those videos.
Well, and you know, I worked at a country club for I don't know, a couple years. I was a beverage cart girl. And yeah, all these, the guys, they're just drinking with their buddies and having a good time. So maybe that's why. Maybe the wife's like, fuck, are you out drinking again?
Because golf is fun.
You're with that golf cart girl, aren't you? Looking through their phone, see photos of the girl in the golf cart. Oh, fuck, you're never going to the golf course again.
Well, and it's funny because no matter what, it's usually mostly all guys golfing. And whoever the car girl is, you always kind of have someone that's going to hit on her. Because it's just like, it's just how it is. Like, it's like, even if you're not serious, you're just kind of like, fuck around with them. I mean, I see that all the time. Because it's like, you have this cart girl and she's selling alcohol. It's just funny. But I mean, it is funny how you guys' take is on that. It's pretty cool, actually. I like it.
I just love it. If they're just always available and always home, like I said, you're just never seeing the person that you're dating out of your home element. And I think that's fucking boring and uninteresting. Like, go fucking have fun.
When they're just like stuck at the computer or whatever, or just
just anything. Or like they just only go from work to home and like you don't get to see them like out having fun or you know, you need separation too to build keep the flame going.
Absolutely.
You know? Well, even if you work from home and you're on your computer all the time, it's like you need that break. Like, hey, I need to go like decompress. I need to go, you know, like ride a motorcycle. I need to go like golf. Do something to get your mind away from that, which I'm sure you guys have your thing to get away from what you guys do also. It's like that escape where I need that to stay sane.
Yeah. I like going hiking. That's like huge. That's my thing.
Hiking.
Like hiking or just like going to hike at a beach or going to hike on a hill or, you know, or riding my bike, something like, you know, I have to like do something like outside in the fresh air.
Yes.
You know, even if it's not like going fun and getting drunk on a fucking golf cart with my friends. No, I'm just kidding. I know, right? Imagine if we fucking did that. That would be so fun.
I know, it would.
I used to work a lot of golf events too, and man, they're fucking nuts. People are literally drinking from the start of the fucking first tee all day long. I'm like, how do you guys do this all day?
I worked 16-hour shifts doing that shit, like the big men's tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these guys are hardcore.
Yeah, they are.
But they do blow too. So
I didn't see that on the golf courses. I was just like a promo girl. So I would go and like help, you know, promote companies. So I would just like ride around in carts to all the different holes.
Yeah.
And, like, talk to the golf cart girls and like just go try to like, you know, sell stuff.
Yeah.
But man, it's fucking wild. It's its own little world.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, yeah. So another thing, and I think this is so underrated, and this is controversial. A lot of people disagree with this. I think personally that you need to stay in shape and stay attractive for your partner.
Oh,
for yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
But also for your partner.
Yes.
You guys both agree with that?
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can't believe people fucking disagree with that, but they fucking do. Some people are like, oh my God, well, why do I have to do this? And it's like, I'm sorry, do you, like, well, it's not just a given. You're just going to stay together and you just let yourself go. It shows that you don't care about yourself.
Well, just shows, okay, who cares? Especially if you're married, because you see more married people do that where it's like, well, we're married. I don't care how I look now. And I hate that mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's lazy.
And I think it happens in relationships too, like whether you're married or not. Like people just get really comfortable and they stop like investing time. And because I don't know if it's like a biological thing. You're thinking, oh, I'm not trying to attract a mate anymore. So I don't need to put in the extra effort.
Well, don't you think you start treating each other differently too? Because if a girl's doing that, the guy gets a little resentful. Like, oh, you don't give a shit how you look towards me now anymore. And then it's like it starts changing and then shit starts going bad. That's how I think, honestly. I mean, that's why
I would just think for your own self, you want to feel good and feel confident. Mm-hmm. You know, the more, the better you feel about yourself, the more confident you're going to have, better relationship, honestly.
Yeah. And honestly, desire does really die down in relationships as people get comfortable and they stop putting in effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're just kind of like adding fucking fuel to fire by just like letting yourself go to shit. And I feel like it's more acceptable for men to do this than for women.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it happens, especially, you know, when people get married and they have kids and the woman's like, oh, I can't fucking lose this baby weight. And he's like, fuck. You don't look like you did when we first started fucking dating.
Oh, shit.
I know we probably talked about this, but how do you, like, get out of that? I mean, how do you say, like, hey, we should go to the gym?
Yeah. I think doing activities together, I know we've talked about this before, but I think getting active together, even if you're not in the gym, is a good start.
Yeah.
You know, because once you have those endorphins, whether it's you're fucking going for a walk or you're going for a hike or you're riding bikes together, you're doing something that's active.
Yeah.
It kind of gets you wanting to be more active.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you could be like, oh, hey, honey, would you want to come work out with me sometime? Like after you guys have been active for a while. Not like first day, like, hey, babe, you want to come to the gym with me? And she's like,
why do I need to go to the gym?
I hear that. I've had like a friend actually message me a while ago and he's like, how do I get my girlfriend to work out? And I was like, well, you don't tell her.
That's true. Yeah.
And he was trying to pressure her too. And I'm like, you already made a mistake. Your first mistake was pressuring her into telling her that she needed to work out.
Yeah.
I think you got to go more mental side with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good for mental health. Like not saying, hey, you're fucking fat. Like you need to lose weight. It's like, hey, you feel like shit sometimes. You're tired. Well, like the gym will help you like mentally. Because I really do think it does. And then it's not even just a gym, like being active, doing anything. I mean, because a lot of people hate the gym. And I get it. It's, but it's slowly.
I hate the gym. I really do. I like working out at home.
Me too.
I work out at home for the most part. But I do think that like subtlety, like all things with fucking women, be very fucking subtle. And, you know, some people are like, oh, well, that's manipulative. It's suggestive. Be suggestive and be suggestive about activities. Like you said, it's so much fucking easier to be like, hey, like, would you want to come on a run with me? Or she doesn't like running. You want to come on a walk with me? You know, like, oh, do you want to come hiking with me?
Let's go on a hike this weekend.
Well, let's mix it up. Let's rent some bikes and go fucking whatever.
Well,
you know, like.
I think it's the same for guys, too, because guys can be like that. I mean, say you're dating someone. It's like, hey, you're kind of like fucking lazy. Like,
I would never say that.
Well, it's like if they are lazy and you're just like, how do I say like, hey, like we should go work out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're going to feel the same way. Like, why do I need to work out? And they're going to feel insecure. So it's like, it's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, guys are sensitive like that too. I mean,
Not
all of them, but I mean, it's like, it is true. So.
Yeah. I agree. I think activities is just the number one suggestion for all of that. Because if they don't want to go do an activity with you, I don't know. I think there's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
There's a bigger problem in the relationship than their physical health.
I'm also just a firm believer in some tough love sometimes, though.
Well, I think, like, even if it's someone that's like, no, I don't feel like doing anything today, then just be like, you know what? Today we're getting out of the house and we're going to go do something. Take charge and kind of make them in a way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need that shit sometimes.
Sometimes you do need that.
Especially if it's a funk.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the best way to get out of your funk is someone pulling you out of it and getting your mind to go do something. Then after you're like, wow, I'm really glad I got out of the house and did that today. Thank you.
Yeah. Even if you might be resentful for before. Like I've been in a situation where like I've been told, like this was a long time ago, but they were like, somebody was like, oh, you're in like such a bad funk. Why don't you go on a walk or something? And I was like, you know,
why don't you go on a walk? Like, not like, hey, let's go on a walk.
Yeah, like, why don't you go take a walk or something?
Like why don't go you cool go fuck off yourself. That's probably what you wanted to say.
That's probably what I was thinking. But you know what? I was upset about it. But you know what? I went and walked, and I definitely felt better after. And sometimes you do need a little bit of tough love. So you kind of just got to feel it out.
Yeah.
You know, but I really do think if you want to be in a relationship and you want to have good sex and just good all around, taking care of yourself across the board is just a requirement, because if you're not doing that, how can you have anything good?
Yeah.
You know, also we probably say this way too much on this, but communication. Like, if you can't talk about sex, how can you have good sex?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody answer that to me? Is that possible? Can you never talk about sex and still have good sex?
I mean,
yeah.
Or communicate? I don't think so.
No, it just kind of reminds me of like what we talked about before. We're just, there's, you know, no sound, no talking. So it's just very
yeah, you don't boring. Know how to communicate.
Yeah, yeah. You have to communicate.
Like communicating what you like and what you don't like for the most part, you're saying?
I mean, in general, but both. Like to be able to talk about sex, mm-hmm. you know, if you have a problem. A lot of people get extremely hung up on problems about sex and they avoid it. They don't want to talk about it. And then it becomes a thing, a bigger thing and a bigger thing. This has happened to me before. Like if you don't talk about it, it fucking gets weird. And then the sex is not good because you kind of lose that like connection that you have. You know, you feel disconnected because you have like this thing that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's making it hard for sex to be enjoyable because your mind is like, at least for women, for myself, yes. you know?
Yeah.
You're like, I just can't get over it, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, you just fucking need to talk about it.
I think mm-hmm. it's easier for women to communicate though, because guys, I mean, you feel insecure and you don't want to communicate about it. So you don't want to just be like, hey, this is a problem I'm having. It's like, you don't want to ever be like, hey, I'm having this issue.
We don't either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't, the thing that sucks is you don't, none of us want to have fucking problems. And when we have them, we don't really want to talk about them because one, we don't want to hurt the other person's feelings, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's about something that they're doing that we don't like or that we experience that they don't like, you know? Like, you don't want to be like, ugh, you know, fuck, I want to have this conversation, but I really fucking don't like it when you XYZ, you know? Like, nobody wants to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So I think it's all about like, positive, like yes. finding a positive way to talk about something negative, you know, very gentle, subtle, kind, you know, like taking the other person, but still talking about it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I don't know, people are really just nervous about talking in general. Isn't that the number one, like, fear?
Public speaking? Yeah.
It's not public. You're talking yeah. to your partner.
Yeah.
But if you're supposed to be in a relationship with somebody.
I think, yeah, if you're supposed to, you know, you're comfortable with the person, then you should be able to talk about anything.
Yeah, even problems, which mm-hmm. suck, but
yeah.
it's just the reality.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys talk like it's like you've been in this relationship for years. What if it's newer?
That's hard.
It is hard.
I mean, so that's where you guys got to, like, remember, like, not everyone's been in a relationship for, like, 4 years.
But at the same time, like, fuck. That's when you really need to talk about it. Because if you're having problems already in the beginning and you can't talk about it, let yeah. me tell you, that shit's going to be a fucking mess.
I think that's way harder to talk in the beginning because you're not as comfortable with the person. So then it's yeah. like, hey, I'm having this issue. Like, it's not you. It's I swear it's not you. It's me. It's like, I mean, that's, I feel like when you've been with someone for a while, it's a lot easier, even though it's hard. So, I mean, that's where, I don't know. Communication is really good, but it is definitely hard. For sure. So I do understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard, but I think what makes it harder is just continuing to not do it. And it's like awkward. I think that's the hard thing too, is people find it awkward to talk about their sex problems with their partner. And it's like, yeah, it's awkward. And it might be awkward for like the first 10 minutes. It might be awkward for like the first 5 times you do it. Mm-hmm. But after you do it, it's going to become easier. And then you're going to have a better, stronger connection with them because you were able to like, be vulnerable
get it off
with
your
each other.
Chest. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Fucking sounds so complicated. They're like, wow, this is all the shit I need to do to have good sex. It's true, though.
It is.
It's hard.
It's
you do
better need... to be open and honest, you know.
Yeah, but
I know it's hard.
I think you guys got to think about where sometimes guys come from because you guys are very open and communicate very easily. Not mm-hmm. everyone is like that at all, especially more guys.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like you're insecure about something, you just don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's like you're not like, hey, just let you know this is going on. It's like you feel embarrassed. You don't. I mean, like, you know, like, especially when it's like, even if it's not sexual, it's sometimes it's hard. So I do get that. But I mean, I do think communication is the best way to go about it. You mm-hmm. just have to get over that sometimes, I think.
Well, yeah. Especially if she says, like, what's wrong? Like, especially if you're not saying it or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong? Like, just talk to me. Then that point, you probably should.
Well, especially if it's a new thing and it's someone you really like. You're like, fuck, I don't want this to, like, ruin shit. You know, this has happened in the past. Like, I mean, I don't even know what that could be. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're having like you're not experienced or something. And so there could be things where it's like a deal breaker. You don't want to bring it up. So, I mean, but I think it is good to get over that because it could create other shit essentially. So,
yeah, I mean, I've definitely been in the position where I didn't bring stuff up and I just let stuff go. And it just over time, it just kind of catapulted into like just terrible. Like it made sex bad and made the whole relationship bad.
Did he ever ask you though? Like, could he tell something was up? Like,
eventually,
hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like, eventually. And just not talking about it was literally the problem. So I just didn't want to bring up stuff, like especially sex stuff. It's like, oh, okay, you know. And I know we've had this conversation before, and I feel like Gary doesn't like instructions, but I feel like this is something that, you know, women are kind of like, we kind of feel shame too about like, when we're telling our partner that we're not feeling pleasure and like how to teach them how to like give us pleasure. It's like, you know, like obviously you don't want to be rude. And some women are a lot more direct than others. Might be like, oh, you're not fucking doing it right. I would never say that. I would fucking never say that. You know, I would say nothing. But then guess what that got me? No pleasure. Like, because you have to, there has to be like a positive spin on it, you know, positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and sometimes it's awkward conversations, like, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially if it comes to that, like getting them to pleasure you good. It's more of a
learning.
Yeah. Kind of, because it's true. You don't, I guess you could tell them what you like, obviously, but I think more so showing them. I mm-hmm. know we talked about that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, we did talk about that. And he was like, I don't want to be shown. Didn't you say that? You were like...
I mean,
it's like awkward. You're being told really what to do.
I don't really want to be told what to do because it makes you seem like you don't know what you're doing.
Not told what to
and
do,
that makes
but like
guys feel insecure.
Let's just say you're doing something and she's like, oh my God, right there. Yes, right there feels so fucking good. Keep doing that.
But like,
you know,
don't
what I mean?
You see a problem with that too? Your insecurity comes above her like actually getting off. Would you rather her pretend and fucking fake it just because you would be insecure about her telling you what to do? Like, I feel like that's the place where men are not, like, I understand that some men are insecure and it makes them feel bad. But then at the same time, it's like, would you rather her fucking fake it? Because that's terrible to me. And that's the reality is a lot of women just pretend that there's nothing wrong and they just fake it because that is easier than talking about it. Mm. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's definitely a way to go about it where you're not like coaching someone like,
yeah,
hey, do this and do this, because it's like, okay, then I mean, some guys might like that. Other guys are just like, okay, why are you telling me what to do? I mean,
yeah.
And just they could get very like, stop telling me what to do. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to do my own thing. And it's kind of hard. I mean, because some girls, I'm sure it's like, if you're doing shit that's really bad, I mean, so I've had girls that have just done stuff very bad. And I'm like, okay, that sucked. And it was like, how do you say something?
Yeah, what? You
yeah.
just didn't say anything? Like,
you didn't,
are you
like,
talking about like a bad blowjob?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
I caught his drift of like, oh, because what else could she be doing bad?
Well, I mean, I think you could probably be doing lots of things bad. You're like squeezing, like sitting wrong. There's all sorts of ways to do things wrong.
But like that, I mean,
that
I'm sure yeah. a lot of guys have experienced that, but it's like, what do you say? That's not going to make a girl be like, oh, okay. I guess I suck at this.
Is she using her teeth?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
That's the only thing I could think of. How would it be bad? But yeah, I guess so. I guess
yeah.
you could say, ow.
We were just kind of like,
don't
okay,
do that.
Stop. Like, and you just do something different.
Did you really do that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Like,
what did she say? Was she like, what'd she say?
Well, I didn't like. I wasn't like, hey, like, this doesn't feel good. I kind of just, we moved on to, like,
something else.
Else.
You're like, quick, let's switch.
Yeah, because that was the first time I've ever experienced that. I'm just like, okay, that was weird. So, but what do you say? I mean, it's, to your point, I mean, yeah, it's hard to just be like, hey, like, okay, that feels good, but just, like, less teeth, okay? Like,
yeah, that's true. That would be awkward as fuck.
That would be so awkward. But this was somebody that you didn't have a relationship mm-mm. with, or you didn't have like another encounter with.
Because
I feel like if it was somebody that you did, mm-hmm. then you guys, like if you were gonna keep seeing that person, I feel like maybe there could have been a solution in there. You know, you could have like been like, oh, I really like it when you,
imagine.
Know, are a little messier with it. So she's, her mouth isn't as close.
Imagine a guy
who
telling
the fuck
you.
Uses their teeth?
Yeah. How do you coach a girl like, hey, so like when you're doing that, what are you doing? Like, are you not opening your mouth? Like, I don't even know how you go about that.
I mean, it's the same thing for women, though. Like, I'm sorry. Has anyone ever gone down on you and it was bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, what do you say to that? There's nothing you can say.
You just go,
You're nowhere near where you're supposed to be. Like, the motions are fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say? You say nothing, right?
You say nothing.
But if you're in
and
a
you just move on. You go, okay. Yeah, okay.
But and I you think, can't talk. Do you guys give guys more slack? Because a vagina is kind of complex. You have to know where stuff is. A dick is...
I mean, you have a good point.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
It's one item and three items.
I would give... If I could give... I mean, which I'm sure no one gives a shit what I say, but it's like, if I could give anyone advice, I'd be like, research shit.
Yes.
Go and be like, where...
Educate.
What do I do? Like, and it's like, dude, just go online now. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even in that situation where it's just like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing down there. And, you know, that's kind of crazy to hear that you could get eaten out and it didn't feel good, though.
Yeah, you can. You can.
It's not that, like, it doesn't feel good, but, like...
You can tell when they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those two things kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're not in the right area. The motions are kind of like, maybe they work on somebody, but not you.
Yeah. And I more so had that like in the earlier days, you know, like someone that's not experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you're not experienced. Yeah. When you, like Gary said, that's great advice to give guys, research.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, I think women do a lot of research too. And maybe there's a way.
Cosmopolitan back in the day, you know what I mean?
Back in the day.
Did you ever used to get those and just read the sex tips?
Yeah.
And,
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason people read those magazines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I just think that because, like, I feel like when you learn to be, like, less selfish in bed, your life will be so much better with girls. Because I've been, like, both ways. Like, very selfish and then learning, okay, that was, like, not the best way to go about shit. So, I mean, that's where, like, I think personally now.
Yeah, I agree, though. Like, just educating yourself. Educate. Read, learn. Learn together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I saw this really interesting new technique. You want to try it? What? Fucking, you have to really, like, understand each other's needs. And you have to also want to mix it up. You have to want to learn and grow and change things.
I think you have to actually want to care, too.
Yes.
You can't just be like, well, you get me off and then I don't really care that much about like what happens with you because, I mean, you have to. I mean, because it's like when you do, I feel like both sides get better. I mean, that's what people need to learn, I think. And that takes time, I mean,
because
I've finally learned that. Like, okay, like change your thinking and like, you know, things will get a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that. Amen to fucking that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck. Fuck. Good sex doesn't just fucking happen to people. You know? It doesn't. Like, it actually takes effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not just super easy. Unfortunately, nothing fucking is.
Yeah. Just like anything else, you know?
That's, like, the problem with, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Is that everyone expects everything to just be fucking easy. But it's not.
Mm-mm.
Like, just want everything quick and easy. I mean, yeah, I wish it was too. But it's a lot more rewarding when you put in work and you see something is good, whether that's sex or a relationship or a business or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely. Well, we hope you guys got some good information out of this today.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate you guys listening. If you guys have any stories or questions, you can share them at coffeeandcleavage.com.
Yes, we love those stories.
And please remember to rate and subscribe us.
Yes, please. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.